Canada one day, Canberra the next. Gee, you're travelling a lot, Perky. Good morning.
Good morning, Slats. TK, I'm at home at the moment. I'm looking after kids. They're all
I heard you're out of town. Oh, that's good.
Hey, Perky, you've got four kids. You've got four girls?
I do, mate. Yeah. I do. And we're all into the rugby at the moment. The little ones are actually playing down at Newport.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they've got two teams running. They're playing tackle footy, which is outstanding to watch. And there's a really good vibe around the game of rugby union. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Then you go to the senior level, and it seems to hurt a little bit. So
you'd be interested, because I know Newport's a strong club and rugby's quite strong in the Northern Beaches. And you know, at the junior level, it's going okay. We're up in Scone last week, and you know, some country officials were telling us that rugby union's actually going pretty good.
Yeah.
In the country, so there were no complaints there. It's just, it's getting lost, mate, somewhere in between all of that.
Yeah, and you know, and if I can indulge you for a second, I think the difficulty is about the game, and it's a product of the TV deals, and similar to what I suppose cricket is going through at the moment, in a certain way. The rugby is only seen on free to air through the test matches. So, you know, 6 months of the year, these guys aren't seeing Super Rugby out in the country. And, you know, looking at a Foxtel type number, it's expensive if you have to do the extra stuff, and that's where it's getting lost then, on that free to air. So these guys aren't getting seen for a period of time. But you're right, though, the country crew, they're chasing, they love it out there, and it's thriving, especially afterwards as well. They get together and they have a beer and they have some fun. It's fantastic.
Yeah, good stuff. Mate, reading today in The Australian, very interesting. We always ask each week now about the Rebels and the Force, but Rocky Elsom's name's there. He's understood to have examined the Melbourne Rebels' books and is determined to press ahead with plans to buy the Rebels.
Rocky.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, Rocky's had a stint in the entrepreneurial world in France before. I don't know how it worked.
How'd that go?
Worked out all that well. No, I don't think it worked out all that well.
No.
He's come out and said it, and I think I spoke to one of the guys the other day down that way, and they sort of had a bit of a laugh about it. This extraordinary general meeting that they've done is certainly trying to up the stakes in for Andrew Cox anyhow, and get him to make a decision. Also get the Australian Rugby Union to get a little bit transparent on what's actually happening in this process. You know, it's interesting. Yesterday I saw an article, Slat, saying that it's been handled very well from the Australian Rugby Union. That's what they're saying. And the boys are coming out and saying, well, it's a fiasco. It's just all over the shop. Morgan Tuanui came out and was very strong during the week, saying, you know, it's playing with people's lives, livelihood at the moment. And, you know, some of these guys can be, out of a job next month. And if you look at it, when you go to Europe, you try and do your contract in about September of last year to get a start for the next season. And these guys, it's May now, they won't be able to pick up a contract for the upcoming season because everything's sort of locked up and shut up shop. There's no cash. So they're in a world of hurt. I think they're actually telling the guys to go out and seek contracts because they just don't know what's going on.
Berkey, before Slats came on board, I used to host the program with Richard Friedman, of course, who was privately school educated and was a big rugby union rah-rah.
That was 25 years ago.
Yeah, might have been. But I remember Rocky coming on when he was at the Waratahs, and Rich sort of saying, "Oh, look, TK, I'll say hello to Rocky, right? I've got something planned, right? I'm going fine." Yeah. I know rugby. I went to private school, you know, all that, unlike you. I said, fine, mate. And he goes, and Rocky, Waratahs captain Rocky Elsom joins us. I'm like, g'day, Rocky. Oh, boys. What's your real name, Rocky?
Rocky.
Rocky.
Yeah.
And Richard goes, no, what's your real name?
Rocky.
Rocky. Hey, Rich. I think his real name's Rocky, mate.
Leave it alone now. Not sure Rocky would have been into the interview after that.
No, good morning to you.
Exactly right.
Good morning to you, Rich.
You're right, mate.
Let's find some winners, mate.
Yeah.
Let's run through them. Chiefs 220, $1.68 Crusaders. It'll be a good game, this.
It should be a good game. Top of the table for those guys. I'm going to go Chiefs at home. Crusaders are flying, though, but I think the Chiefs aren't too far off the pace. At home, they may just get an edge.
Close one, this one. Stormers against the Blues.
Yeah, I'm going to go Stormers at home. Blues again on the travel. They've had a bit of success over the last couple of weeks, but I think that the home team will get up for that one.
Cheaters, no chance. We'll skip that one. $12, 103, yeah. Hurricanes. Mate, the Force, $4.55, $1.20, the Highlanders.
I'm going to go Force on this one, boys. Yeah, that's
your upset.
You know, they're at home, and we just spoke about the trials and tribulations of what's going on. They seem to be galvanised a little bit. They got that win last week. Yes, there's a bit of travel involved in where they are, but they can manage that. And I think at home, with a bit of support from their crew, I reckon they could sneak the win up.
The other upset you're tipping, mate, the Sunwolves at $4.70 against the Sharks.
You look at the win-loss of the last couple of weeks, and it's been there's W's everywhere for both teams. So no one's going in with some real form in this outfit. And at home, Sunwolves play quick, play fast. I reckon they could sneak one up here.
Yeah, Brumbies $1.50. They're the favourites. Kings $2.60.
Yeah, no, I think Kings for that one, mate. They've just got too much momentum. That's the away game for the Brumbies as well. So they're going to be obviously on the travel. Sunwolves. The Kings, they've seen to found some edge. They're big boys. We saw them the other week against Waratahs. They obviously can play, and they seem to have found a little niche at the moment.
Geez, the Waratahs are short, $1.19 against the Rebels, $4.70.
Yeah, I mean that is a big spread, isn't it? There, the Rebels are desperate. They'll be coming to Sydney after the words of what their assistant coach said the other week. Fighting for survival. Waratahs, I think will get the job done. But again, boys, as I look outside, it's getting greyer and greyer, and it's supposed to be like literally pouring on the weekend. So that's going to bring it all together. So forward orientated game, Michael Hooper, coming to the fore, stealing ball. I think Waratahs, but only just.
Berkey, look after those girls, mate.
Yeah.
All good, boys. Thank you so much.
Well done. Talk next week. Matty Burke.